From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, Godzilla as historical metaphor. I can't wait to see how we pull that one off. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my guest co-host Danielle Holloway from Metro Newspapers.
It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2008.
Oh, look who's laughing now. Hillary Clinton waking up this morning. A happy camper, I would say.
Such a lovely sound to hear so early in the morning.
You got to admit, we didn't think that, every poll had Barack Obama, the front runner in New Hampshire.
By double digits.
Yeah, after his win in Iowa. And then it seems that the senator from New York literally got the last laugh. Can't play that too much. We're going to talk to bloggers from both colors, both red and blue, about what they thought about the events last night in New Hampshire and what they think the candidates need to do next as they all head off to South Carolina and Super Tuesday and Michigan for the Republicans, I do believe.
Also coming up on the show today, our very own Rachel Martin has a preview of President Bush's visit to Israel.
And Cloverfield opens in theaters in, I believe it's 9 days.
9 long days.
It's so long for me. You know I'm waiting for this film. In the meantime, we're going to talk about the parallels between that film and Godzilla. We have, it says here we got a guy, but I believe he's a professor.
He's a professor. He's gone to school.
Got degrees.
He went to Oxford, I think. He went to Oxford to study Godzilla.
But then he'd be a bloke, not just a guy. We also have all the day's news with Rachel Martin in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. When it comes to the New Hampshire primary, consider the immortal words of Yoda. You must unlearn what you have learned. Even though several polls gave Barack Obama frontrunner status, Hillary Clinton won the night with 39% of the vote to Obama's 36%. John Edwards came in third with 17% of the vote. Bill Richardson got 5%.
Here's Clinton celebrating her victory last night.
Over the last week, I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice.
And although Obama finished a close second, he said he's going to keep on fighting.
I am still fired up and ready to go.
And in the Republican field, months ago it looked like John McCain was fading fast. Well, the spark's still there, at least in New Hampshire. McCain repeated his 2000 victory, this time topping Mitt Romney 36% to 32%. The rest of the GOP field looked like this. Mike Huckabee 11, Rudy Giuliani 9, Ron Paul 8, Fred Thompson 1%.
In his victory speech last night, Senator McCain put his own spin on a line Bill Clinton made famous back in 1992.
I'm past the age when I can claim the noun kid, no matter what adjective precedes it. But tonight, we sure showed them what a comeback looks like.
The McCain campaign is hoping to ride the wave of momentum into the next big fight in Michigan. Both McCain and Romney have reasons to expect victory there. Romney's father was once governor, and McCain took Michigan in 2000. The showdown happens in 6 days.
Now, the Democrats are largely skipping Michigan. Clinton is the only name on the ballot there after the Democratic Party stripped the states of its delegates. They're looking ahead to Nevada caucuses on January 19th.
And then what's next for all the candidates? Howard Dean knows.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! You know, he's right. Super Duper Tuesday, February 5th, 24 states will hold primaries.
May the force be with them. Can we just play that Dean clip over and over again all day today?
Sure. Sure.
That's the BPP big story. But first, here's Rachel Martin with even more news.
Yeah!
This is NPR.